This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show from the beautiful Belco Studios right here in Denver, Colorado. It is a Friday, not just any Friday. It is a good Friday. Weather bad, Friday good.
Nice.
Okay?
Yes.
That's the way it works.
That is the way it works.
Coming up this morning on the program, we'll tell you more about the Mighty Millions raffle. They've got a deadline that's tonight at midnight. We'll get into that later, though.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Let's play the Deion Sanders. He did a press conference.
Can I just talk about it before you play it?
Yeah.
He doesn't recognize.
I don't think he does.
No.
I don't think he does. He's not putting all the pieces of the puzzle together on this.
Yeah.
I mean, everything he's saying is like, duh.
Yeah.
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 Hello.
I mean, if you...
Hello.
You guys will hear it. When he says it's because their name is Sanders, well, the reason why the name is retired is because their name is Sanders.
About 4 days ago, the news came out that University of Colorado Buffaloes, the football team would retire number 2 and number 12. Number 2 is Shedeur Sanders, the son of Deion Sanders, quarterback. And number 12 is Travis Hunter, who won the Heisman Trophy. Everybody's on board with Travis Hunter.
Okay? Right.
Because the guy was the best. He was the best in the country, won the trophy. He played both offense, defense, one of a kind. You'll probably never see anything like that again at the university, okay?
Agreed.
Sanders, Shedeur. Now, not exactly a Travis Hunter, okay? He's the coach's son. He's a pretty good athlete. Probably going to go to the NFL. He wasn't that good, okay?
I mean, I agree with you. He's good, but he's not like, he doesn't make your jaw drop like Hunter.
Exactly.
You know, like no. Hunter's like, oh my God. And he got back out there and played the other defense. Like,
yes.
What just happened?
Yes.
You know?
I mean, he's a good quarterback. His record was 13-12. But again, he's getting his number retired because he is the coach's son.
And I thought for sure that they would be like, hey, you know what? Thank you so much, but we just can't accept this.
Yeah, I would too.
You know, that's what
that's what I thought was going to happen.
They didn't do it. He doubled down.
All right. Here's Deion talking about his son yesterday.
Why do you think that? What was your message like maybe Buff Nation and Buff alums who are
I don't have a message. I'm praying for my AD. I love him to life. Rick George, let's get the elephant out of the room. I don't want to talk about this too long. I'm going to just talk briefly and let it go. We're talking about Shedeur. We ain't talking about nobody else. But his last name wasn't Sanders. We wouldn't have this discussion.
Exactly.
The only reason we were having this discussion is his last name is Sanders. Okay? That's it.
Does he not get it?
That's the whole point.
It's because he's your son, Eddie Shedeur Sanders is why it's being retired.
Exactly.
It's not because of his play.
Right. Right. We're not bitching about it because his last name is Sanders. We're bitching about it because what you said.
And if you go up and down the internet, which I need to find the one we got from the other day from 9 News. Remember that guy?
Oh, yeah. He was mad.
That guy, he's a sports reporter over at 9 News. He was blasting this decision.
And he did all the stats and everything.
And a lot of the former players at CU are coming out and saying the same thing. They're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You don't retire this number. I mean, granted, we can, you know, have a party for the guy, but we don't retire the number.
Well, and it usually takes years and years before they decide to go back and look at stuff and retire
people. Yeah, there's a whole process.
Yeah, but this was just like, oh, let's do it right now.
Yeah, I think this is the reporter.
I absolutely disagree with this decision. Hunter, as a Heisman winner, I could understand. Then again, Rashan Salaam had to wait 23 years for his number retirement. But Shador seems like a forced plus one here, quarterbacking your team to a 10-7 record over 2 years and ending with a blowout loss in the Alamo Bowl.
Blowout
does not qualify you for immediate jersey retirement. CU has so much history and so many legends in their 135 years, and perhaps one day would be the right day to retire Shador's number, but not today. And I feel like the school felt like they had to do it to please the head coach, and oh yeah, maybe sell some more tickets to the spring game.
You know, you think Deion forced this?
Or
do you think somebody above Deion came to him and said, hey, I got an idea. Why don't we retire your son's number? And then he went along with it.
I think they came to him and said, we're going to do Hunter. And I think when he said, if you're going to do Hunter, you're going to do Shador too.
I've met Deion a couple of times back down in Tampa, Florida. He was a great guy. I mean, nice guy. I mean, just a down-to-earth guy. And a lot of respect for him. I just don't see him doing that.
Yeah, we don't know the passion if it's your own kid, you know?
Yeah.
That's the thing. And then with Hunter being able to be put up there, we don't know if they're really secretly, like, competitive, Shador and Hunter. I know they're best friends, but is there an underlying, like, thing there? Like, why does he get to do
and
that?
And all the coverage all season long, it was always Hunter and Shador.
Yeah,
like those two. Shiloh wasn't even mentioned that much.
I know, I always felt bad for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he's a great player, but he's but it's always and it's always Sanders walking down the sideline with either Hunter or Shador.
Yeah, and he said they're like brothers, so you want both brothers to have their names, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. They also said, well, you know, he brought so much. It's not only just the playing, it's like they brought so much to the program as a whole. Well, I'm like, what did he bring to the, I mean, I know they sold tickets.
Yeah, and they put it back on the map nationally.
They did, for sure.
Because, you know, ESPN and everybody was covering it.
Yeah.
They were really, you know, they were really all over the whole Sanders era.
I wanted
era.
My son to go to CU.
Yeah.
I actually did. He got accepted. I was like, go there. It's so cool right now to be a Buff, right?
Yeah, it was very much highlighted throughout the season, especially that first year that Deion came in here. Okay?
Right. But all I can think they did is like a repoed car.
Yeah,
that was the other brother, right?
Shiloh. Yeah. That was Shiloh.
It was like gold chains.
Yeah, that was the other brother.
Ferraris and stuff.
Yeah.
And now everyone holds up the watch like Shador does when he scores a touchdown. Check out my watch.
That's what he brought.
But to retire a number, it's not about what you bring to the university. It's about the play. It's about what kind of athlete you were, the numbers you accomplished on the field. That's what a retired jersey
is
about.
Right. And it takes that one guy 23 years.
Yeah. It doesn't count that you back out of the driveway on a snowy day in a Lamborghini, okay? And it looks really dumb.
It did look really dumb.
That looks really dumb.
That day looked really dumb.
Yeah. That doesn't count toward getting your retirement.
Or all your parking tickets. Remember, didn't he have a ton of, when he first got here, parking tickets?
See you.
Yeah.
I will say this. Wherever the Sanders goes, there comes controversy with it.
That's true.
And a lot of highlights,
now,
you know?
I'm going to flip out if Shiloh gets retired. I'm going to be like, are you kidding me?
As soon as he graduates next year,
his game's going to be up there.
That's great.
Oh, my God.
I hope they retire ball.
Right? Every Sanders
they run out of numbers. You have to go to Roman numerals for the jerseys.
Right.
Yeah, just retire everybody. That's what I'd do. All right? All right. What else was I going to mention here? We were going to mention something else, but I forgot what it is. I was going to mention the closure again.
Oh, okay.
I-70. I don't think we got in touch with Dan DeRue, did we?
Did we get Dan DeRue? Spadell?
No, I wasn't able to get a hold of him.
He's a busy man.
Yeah, he is.
I gave you Wendy's phone number.
She didn't answer. She didn't call me back.
Did you really try?
Yeah.
I don't think you like Dan.
Yeah.
I think he secretly didn't even call. He's like, I want Dan on there.
Look at him. He looks lost up there.
He does.
I-70 westbound is closed from Georgetown to Silverthorne. How you get through there, I have no idea this morning.
I feel like both directions now are closed.
It's
I can't
bad.
Even see anybody coming the other way.
It's literally a traffic jam for 25 miles.
Yeah.
Maybe even further. I don't know. But it is absolutely closed this morning.
They're doing escorts on the way back down, which is eastbound.
Yeah.
Wow. Right.
Well, we can't get him, but let's just turn him up here, okay?
All right, okay.
Just Dan DeRue.
We're quick, guys. Hey, the good news is you got nowhere to go.
Yeah.
You're working. And we're working too for you at home.
Yes.
Hey, if you're planning on travel up into the high country, I know it's going to be a great spring skiing weekend. Vail has a closing weekend with a lot of fun plans, but hang tight for now. Right. We've got Dan and Cody Kane.
Are they doing like the pond scum and all that?
I have no idea.
It's a skim, but I call it scum.
But a lot of people tried to get up there this morning because, you know, it's a big Easter weekend.
Yeah.
And you just can't get up there. Once you get to Georgetown, it stops, completely stops.
Yeah,
and it is shut down. And who knows when it's going to open again? Because the snow is in the forecast until tomorrow.
Oh my gosh! You think they're stuck in their cars this whole time?
Could be.
Get a hotel, hurry!
You're just stuck. All right, we'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie. La 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 la.
Chicken jockey if you're going to the theater to see Minecraft this weekend. My kid, Frog, 7, okay? I pick him up at school yesterday. They had a short day yesterday.
Right.
So I go pick him up all the way home, all the way to Jimmy John's, all the way back, blah, 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 blah. Been back to tutoring last night. That's all we listened to.
Is the
la,
chicken?
La, 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 la,
la. Chicken.
Oh, my goodness.
It's catchy, they though. Love it. I like it.
They love it. They love it.
It is catchy.
Man, Jack Black is making a fortune, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Speaking of fortune, Mighty Millions Raffle.
Ooh, that was a good seg, BJ. That was like a professional right there.
Was it really?
Yeah, that was. You were like, speaking of fortune, and you just rolled right into it.
I didn't even plan that.
Yeah, it was good.
No kidding. Let me do it. Really Jack Black, man, he's going to make a fortune on this thing. Yeah. Speaking of fortunes, all right, Mighty Millions Raffle.
Whoa, yeah.
It is pretty solid, you have to admit. Deadlines tonight, early bird.
Yeah, so this is important, you guys. You need to buy your tickets before midnight tonight to be in it to win the 2025 Audi SQ7 plus a trip to Switzerland, or you can just ignore all that and just take $125,000 in cash if you want. But you got to buy the tickets. That's what's so important before midnight tonight. And it's at MightyMillionsRaffle.com. Again, MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
They have so many drawings.
I know.
I mean, they got this early bird, which you got to get in on. But then they have like 30 days of vacations, which means a vacation every single day they're giving away.
Right.
So, and the list goes on and on, and that match and all that stuff. All right, go get your tickets.
MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, man, there are squalls all over town right now. I mean, you've got snow, you've got ice, you've got rain, you got it all.
Was just looking out. We're in DTC. I was just looking out, and I just said to Carson, wow, it's cleared up. I guess it's over. And then the next thing I know, now it's another blizzard. Or as BJ likes to call it, a squall.
It's a squall.
It's a squall.
I love squalls.
I know you do.
All right, we're going to do an update for you, okay? If you remember, and Jamie had Spadil to start on this investigative reporting. That's what this is, really, if you think about it. This update here had Spadil to start on this a few days ago, and we've tracked it down, so we have an opportunity here to update. This guy, his name is Guy Matlock, along with his wife, Adrian. They were off on I think they were celebrating an anniversary, and they were on a cruise. They went to the Northern European cruise lines and went out there, and he got sick and ended up in their sick bay, in a hospital, that is. They're in, where was that, Denmark?
Denmark, yeah, they ended up in a hospital in Denmark.
And he was, like, on life support. Yeah, this guy was in bad, bad shape. And the only way that he was going to get better was to get him back here to Colorado from Denmark.
Sepsis.
He had sepsis?
Yeah. Yeah, he had flu. It said he had flu A, pneumonia, and sepsis.
Yeah, I just remember it was really bad. Yeah. And a lot of you people that are listening to this right now went and donated money because they had to set up a GoFundMe page. And it was in order to get his treatment and get him back to the U.S. And it was like $125,000 or something. It was a lot.
It was so much. But remember, I just also want to remind you how serious it was. He also went into cardiac arrest. His lungs failed and his brain was also damaged in all this. I mean, he has been through it.
TV. But-
Yeah.
Radio, everybody was talking about this guy. His name was Guy, and the whole mission was to get him back to here where he could get to Craig Hospital, right?
Right, yeah.
And so we have a chance to talk to him this morning, the dad, that is. We get a chance to talk to him. And people like Steel Bros Heating, remember? They gave
$10,000. $10,000, so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
to Dave get him back. And Justin, chipped in $5,000 each from over at Steel Bros. A lot of you people that listen to the program
so
gave.
Many of you,
so,
yeah.
And they want to thank you.
Right.
That's what we hear. All right, so let me go to, who's on the line here with us, first of all? Is that Payne?
I'm here, Adrian. Adrian.
Okay. Hi, Adrian. Good morning.
Guy's wife.
Good morning.
Okay. Welcome to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Thank you.
We just want to talk to you this morning to get an update with Guy and possibly just say hi to him.
Yes, he's sitting right here.
Okay. You want to give us the update or you want Guy to?
I can give it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
He's at home now. He's doing better. He's still recovering. It's going to be a slow process. He's able to talk, and they're starting to get him up and trying to get him to walk. He's, you know, just doing leaps and bounds better than what he was.
Very good. Very
yeah,
good.
That is good.
Now, this was just the flu, right?
That's what it started out as, yes.
Oh. And then it got much worse.
Yeah, and very quickly. It took him down within like 24 hours.
Wow. Ooh. That's terrifying.
A cruise. You guys just went over there to celebrate your anniversary, and all of a sudden you're stuck over there, tried to raise money to get back here. What an ordeal.
It was crazy, you know, and we did do travel insurance. You just didn't read the fine print, and so it was just like we didn't have enough to come back home.
Yeah, we're finding that a lot. There was a story yesterday about somebody else and their travel insurance didn't cover them as well. So read the fine print is, I think, what we're learning.
I don't know if anybody covers this, though.
I don't either.
I mean, when you think about it, I mean, what do? You go out and get different travel insurance? More than likely, they don't cover this. If you get stuck somewhere, the story we had the other day was a guy that went to the sick bay on a cruise ship and got a bill for $47,000.
Yeah.
And here you guys were stuck in Denmark. All right, can we talk to Guy real quick?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I'm here.
Good morning, Guy.
Guy, we're so happy you're doing better.
Thank you.
Aww.
You're welcome. A lot of our listeners ponied up. Steel Bros Heating, they gave $10,000. The idea was just to get you back to the United States and to get the care that you needed, Guy.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
And you look good. I was looking at your Facebook page. You look like you're doing really, really well.
Thank you.
Well, you hang in there. You're doing a great job.
You're so strong.
Yeah.
And we are so grateful for everybody who donated to the GoFundMe. It wouldn't have been possible without just friends and family and just people who didn't even know us. It's amazing.
Well, yeah, I mean, I will agree with you on that. The people that listened to this show came through.
They really did.
They really did. And I want to give this out. Guy's Facebook page, it's called Guy Matlock's Healing Testimony. Again, it's Guy Matlock's Healing Testimony. And they've really done a great job of keeping everybody up to date. On April 12th, it looks like he took 10 steps by himself, right?
Right, with the walker and just people around him, for
sure.
That's
so great. Mm. So great. So you can follow him there. Again, it's Guy Matlock's Healing Testimony.
Adrian, to you and your family, we wish you the best of luck. And, you know, there's a light at the end of this tunnel, and you guys are getting there. So thank you so much for coming on our show. We had a lot of people that gave money, and they just wanted an update. And thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for all the support out there.
You got it. Guy, thank you.
Have a great weekend, Guy.
Thank you.
All right.
Happy
buddy.
Easter.
Happy Easter.
I said hoppy.
Hoppy Easter. Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye, you guys. We'll follow Bye-bye. You. Thank you. Bye.
As you can hear the emotion in his voice as he broke
I
down
know.
There, he's having a real difficult time still because it's a long recovery from what he went through. But you could just hear the emotion in his voice of how much he really appreciates. I mean, we're talking about complete strangers. Came up with $125,000 to get him back here to get the care that he needs and to be with his family.
A lot of people are texting us saying that their eyeballs are sweaty right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, you know, he's just so, I mean, I know that because we talked to his son that he's just so thankful. And this has been a challenge. I mean, obviously, right? But, I mean, he's alive and he's doing so well at 10 steps.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What a great day to get the update here on Good Friday.
Oh, good one. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Headed into Easter weekend. What you got to be thankful for in your life. I mean, what a great day to get the update from Guy this morning. So we appreciate him, his wife, his son being a part of lining this up for us today. But we wish him the best. But man, for all you people that listened to our show, that gave.
Thank you.
We can't thank you enough, actually,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, there you go. That's the update this morning. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Easter weekend. Hope you have a good Friday, too.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Again, just want to tell you the family from that came back from Denmark. It's called Guy Matlocks, Matlocks, Healing Testimony. And it's really, I like this line. It says, Guy Matlock's healing journey. Follow and watch miracles happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and it's good to hear his voice because, for all you people that gave money, you get to hear, what your money went towards and the progress that it's made. And it really did count in their lives.
So that's a big deal. I really appreciate them coming on. All right, and it's really hard now to transition to the fact that the picture you get me.
We have to. We have to make the transition. The picture is hot. It looks good. I've used really it for a screensaver this morning.
This is very uncomfortable to transition from this amazing miracle
come on,
of guy.
Come on, you can do it. Come on.
You handing me a picture. Why did I need the picture?
Because if you read the headline, then look at the picture. That's how it goes.
Here's what BJ handed to me, all right. Okay?
Headline first.
Sure. Lizzo shows off dramatic weight loss in cheeky lingerie photos after her appearance on Saturday Night Live.
I've got my copy of a picture here in front of me. Now, you've got a copy there. Look at her.
Why would you give me this picture?
Isn't she looking good?
She does look great.
Look at her.
Yeah, she looks
it's
great.
It's unreal. The difference.
Yeah. See, Carson's turned on too.
I didn't... I mean, I appreciate you giving me an article to, you know, for Tabloid Trash. I just didn't need the photo, you know? Like, I just could have done without that.
It's not fair, that headline without the photo. It really does tell the true story. It sells it. Yeah. It tells it all.
Lizzo showcased her dramatic weight loss while posing in some...
Hey, Spadil, can we put that up?
No!
On our Facebook page, if you don't mind.
I'll put it up right now.
Yeah.
The world needs to see this.
I already have it pulled up. Yeah.
I know, but again, uncomfortable because you just posted about Guy and that beautiful Good Friday story, and then we,
JB, we have to get back to the roots of our show. We're not a kind, warm show.
Yeah, people just thought we were.
No. This is a Lizzo show.
Lizzo showcased her dramatic weight loss while posing in a skimpy... lingerie in the Instagram photos, and this happened yesterday. She's been open about her weight loss journey. It said it was eye-catching.
I will tell you, though, she's lost a ton. Well, a ton. It's a lot, 2,000 pounds. Okay, we'll go with that. Yeah. She's lost a ton of weight.
She's lost a lot. Do we know how much? Like, what would you guess? Well, don't guess. Never mind. That was rude.
250. I'm going to go with 250.
250. I was going to say 300. Oh.
Yeah. Yep. She looks good. She's
way better. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, wasn't she the one saying, like, you know, love your body no matter how big it is and stuff?
Yeah, she was.
Yeah. Well, that changed, didn't it, with Ozempic? Ozempic! Then she learned how easy it was, and she was like, oh, okay. Yeah, here we go. Yeah. Anyway, she's in a hot pink lace bra, as well as matching lace panties.
Look, she's not going to be a Victoria's Secret model anytime soon, but, man, she's lost a lot.
They got the plus-size models now.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have plus-size.
Well, she's a little plus on plus-size.
Well, she's getting there.
She's still a little plus. I'm not sure she's in that category
plus.
Yet.
Yeah, plus extra.
Plus,
yeah.
Plus. Anyway, she has a shapewear company. It's called Yitty, and that's from her shapewear line.
Yitty.
Y-I-T-T-Y. Huh. She said, just so you guys know, smoothing lace is back. All right, well, thank you for this. I'll take it home. This is suitable for framing. Thank you.
I thought it was Yitty, like the big monster.
No, I think that would have an E instead of a I, right? Okay. Yeah, it's Yeti. Oh, I just got what you were doing.
Yeti. A Abominable Snowman.
It takes me a minute.
He's huge.
I don't think you need to have it as your screensaver, though. I think that's rude.
BJ would not stop talking about it all this morning. Before you got here, that's all I heard about.
It's a big screen. She's bouncing around on it right now. Look at her. In that little lingerie.
I know.
And it's saving my screen.
This is neat. All right. Anyway, let's move on, shall we? They say that it is, in fact, now I don't agree with this. They say that Taylor Swift is set to play Whitney Houston's role in The Bodyguard. Now, you guys, here's the problem. I know how popular, you know, Taylor Swift is, but as a singer, she's mid, right? I mean, as vocally, she's a great performer, great entertainer, all that, but vocally she's mid, right? And I don't know how she'll ever be able to sing that song.
I'd say she's crap vocally. Okay, that's what I'm gonna go with.
She can carry a tune.
No, not when you compare her to Whitney Houston.
Right? Yeah.
No, she's crap.
I just don't know how they're gonna. She's never gonna be able to hit those notes. That's not who she is.
No, but I don't know. See, I'm a little torn on this because I don't know if they're gonna do it that way. I think she's gonna do her own. That she's a pop star, and
she'll sing her own song,
sing her own stuff, and do her own things. And she has a bodyguard.
But it's not The Bodyguard without that song.
Yeah,
you know, it's just not. Can you hit
that song? Is iconic.
Nothing against Taylor, but there's just no way.
And it can't be a remake without that song.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe it's just a rumor.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know.
I don't even care.
People are mad at us now. Well, great. We just had a warm and fuzzy moment with Guy, and now we are just taken down the toilet.
Lizzo?
Yes. God. Did we have to do that back to back? We weren't celebrating.
We are celebrating.
Were we?
Yes, I have it as a screensaver.
You said Yeti, and it's Yeti.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know. I was just clarifying.
Oh, my God.
That's the way I look at it.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
Let's see here. It says AI says that she went from 300 pounds to 240.
That's it.
That's good.
60 pounds?
That's good. It's
that's least, more than 60
That's a bucket
pounds.
Of water out of the ocean.
Again, that's Guy Matlock's healing testimony. You can follow him on Facebook.
And your money went to a good cause.
It did, and you guys are amazing, and we love you guys for giving to him, and we wish Guy the best, and we're so proud of him. He's doing so well.
It's a great journey.
Great to hear his voice this morning. It really was.
Just remember that moment with us.
Please.
Instead of a bucket of water in the ocean.
I'll turn it off, Textato.
I can't. I'm, all right. Anyway, there you go. Tableau Trash.
What did I do?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.